Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast. Today is our final episode before our official hiatus while we go on vacation, except I'm working half the time. But you know what? The hustle never sleeps. Oh my God, I hate when people say that, but it's so true.
It's so true. I do intend to sleep next week, and I'm so excited.
I actually like, whenever I get, I'm like, I need a vacation. And then I actually get like a real vacation. I'm like, this fucking sucks. I want to go back to like being on the Honky Tonk Highway with my sister Stitch. So I'm looking forward to, we're taking 2 weeks off. So I have a full week of work and then a full week of chill.
Oh, that's good. That's perfect.
Yeah, perfect balance. You know me, I'm all about balance. I'm on roids now and I'm fucking balanced.
I have 2 whole weeks of chill.
I was just thinking about
Can I tell you how these roids are fucking with me?
Like, sure.
I went to the doctor yesterday for a checkup. She said, I'm really recovering nicely. She said, the roids will fuck you up. I'm like, Dr. Freilich, I know they're going to fuck me up. And she's like, they'll give you trouble sleeping. I'm like, yeah, I know. But now I'm like really aware of the trouble sleeping. Like I was in my bed and I fell asleep for the night and I woke up like ready for the morning and like it was still dark outside. And I like, had to force myself to go back to sleep. But also they say it helps your skin glow. So who am I to judge?
That sounds nice. I haven't been sleeping well either, but all of that will be a thing of the past.
Could I do something crazy last night? At 2 in the morning, I watched the first episode of Friends because I never watched it.
And
I watched
it. It's like a weird flex.
Yeah, I know. It was so random.
How weird is it?
Oh my God, it's so weird. The way they cut the
relationships. It's also just like the relationships between the cast members are not that like set yet. And it's super awkward and like really scripted. I've actually been getting into Curb. And I was like, I'm always like in and out of Curb. I don't think I've ever watched Curb from beginning to end. And I used to like not appreciate the humor in it. But now as like a comedian myself, I like fully understand how Larry David is like truly the comedic genius of our lifetime.
Oh, it's the best show ever.
And now I'm getting up to like the very end where they do the Seinfeld reboot. And it's just like, it's so funny. But I said this yesterday. There is always one character that ruins a show. It's like they're the protagonist. They make bad decisions. And for me, it's fucking Cheryl. And I can't fucking stand her. And do you know she's married to RFK Jr.?
No, I didn't know that.
I was Googling her afterwards because it's like she had this huge part. She was also in probably one of the greatest movies of our generation, RV, with Robin Williams and JoJo.
Oh, she was probably in one of the greatest shows that, of course, was canceled, Suburgatory.
Right, and then she like stopped working and it's like, oh, because she married a Kennedy. Like it made sense, you know?
Yeah,
if you married a Kennedy, like you wouldn't, I would never see you again.
No, but like maybe for Curb, I'd
right.
show up.
Yeah, no, it's just so weird. She's just the worst, most annoying character. Like, she doesn't get Larry at all, you know? It's like, why are they married?
Right, how did they get married?
Yeah.
You set them up.
No, totally.
It's a great show. Last night,
I can't watch it with Ben, because you're gonna have to mute my mic. Like, he, like, laughs at nothing, but when he laughs at Curb, it's like, ah! Like, so fucking loud in my ear, like, I'm gonna go deaf. Like, I can't watch it. I don't want it to be funny, because I don't want Ben to laugh.
Oh my God, that's torture. I watched the worst movie ever last night. Like, I just have this thing where I will only watch garbage. No, it's like, oh, this is like award-winning, acclaimed, everyone's talking about it. No.
Right.
This movie with Noah Centineo that like fell into the garbage can. Sure.
What movie? SPF?
It was called, no.
Perfect Date?
No, you never heard of it because it's a garbage movie. It was called Swiped and it was trash.
A Netflix original?
No, it was just like a garbage can original.
Okay, my favorite.
And it's so, I actually didn't even finish it because it didn't need to be finished. But it's like, and I'm still watching Love Island, though it's the worst show I've ever seen.
I've really heard negative things about the American version.
But it's like, I enjoy watching garbage. Maybe because I don't have to pay attention and I don't feel bad about being on my phone because nothing's happening. But it has to stop. It just takes so much effort to get into something challenging that I just don't want to challenge myself.
I understand.
So, I don't know. I need to do better.
I mean, I have been in
use of time
in an emotional television lull ever since I finished Desperate Housewives. Like, I literally haven't been able to recover or find a show that makes me so happy, keeps me engaged, keeps me off my phone. Ben loves it too. Like, really, the plot is like there. I have not been able to recover since it's been like 6 months.
You should rewatch Ugly Betty.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
That's a great one.
I have rewatched it once, but like I need to rewatch it since the rewatch. We rewatched it together, like in high school.
I haven't rewatched it since it was on TV.
I mean, it's a fucking great television show. There's so many great things about Ugly Betty. Obviously, Betty and her family are hilarious, but Mark and Amanda, the receptionists,
Amanda,
like, everything.
Mark.
Vanessa Williams of it all, truly genius. Rebecca Romijn, Jerry O'Connell, like, of course. It's the best show.
It's the best show.
Actually a great call, Margo. What is it on? Probably Hulu.
Hulu.
But you can also, if it's not anywhere, you can, like, buy it on iTunes if you are that
desperate enough. Need it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Oh, I like that. Maybe that's a good weekend activity for moi.
That's a great suggestion. Yeah, I just need to, like, start just spending my time better when I'm watching TV.
Can you believe that, like, there was a time where you could put a show on the air called Ugly Betty? Like, you could never do that these days.
I don't know. I feel like you could. Because it was like turning it on its head. She was such an icon.
Right, like she was so beautiful for being so ugly. You
no,
know?
But she was the star of a show and she was ugly and wore a poncho and glasses.
But it's like she wasn't even ugly, they just made her ugly. Do you know what I mean? Like America Ferrera is beautiful.
No, but that was why you can call her ugly.
Right, right. I guess if you put like an actually ugly person, like it would be ugly.
Yeah. I think it could work still. But you'll see when you rewatch it.
The commenters are saying that Ugly Betty is on Netflix. So for that, wow. I'm excited.
It
for.
Is? There's no way.
If there's no way. I would have seen it.
That's what people are saying.
We'll see about that.
I need a fact check on that. I'll do my job.
Yeah. If only we had a fact checker who we pay.
Well, luckily for you guys, we have a great show for you today, although the news sucks.
The news sucks, but I just have a lot of thoughts, you know? Because a lot has happened to me. I've been like listening to just like lots of people's conversations and having thoughts about it. And I can't wait till we talk about the heat stroke because I have to tell you what happened to me on the way.
The heat wave.
Whatever.
Yeah.
On the way here today. But okay. I'll wait.
We'll get into it.
No, Margaret says it's not on Netflix.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's fine. That works.
I'm just saying.
Except you can't download offline from Hulu.
That is the biggest problem I have with Hulu.
And you know what I was thinking last night as I was going through every streaming service? I looked at everything on HBO, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. I was like, we've never had more streaming services, yet less things to watch.
Less content.
You know, like I don't, like Disney's coming out with one. There's like Warner Brothers, whatever. There's so many new streaming services that are being built. Still going to be nothing to watch.
And then I feel like I find random shows that I like on random streaming services, and then I never hear about them again. Like, what the fuck happened to Red Oaks? I love that show. Did it get canceled? Is there another season?
No,
there's definitely another season.
It was over?
No, it was over.
I think it was like a short story that had to be told.
I think the story was over, but like, I fell in love with Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 on Netflix. Never to be heard from again.
And to be taken off of Netflix. So the best show of, I think, our generation.
Agreed.
Okay, I don't agree, but I hear you, and I respect your decision to have a wrong opinion, but
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. It's like a fine show. It's a little annoying. Like,
no. It's hilarious.
And
it's
that
so
girl,
good.
Hazel.
June.
Yeah, but she plays Hazel in Gossip Girl.
Oh.
She's so fucking annoying. Like, I can't get past her, like, face.
Yeah, she's pretty annoying. Dreama Walker.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Annoying.
Dreama.
Well, since it only has been 10 minutes, but we do have a lot of ground to cover today, I think we're ready.
I feel ready. You know, and through these stories, we can use them as a vessel to talk about ourselves.
Yeah, of course. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what the toast is. Like, we put together the show just so we can have a platform to talk about ourselves.
Yeah. So, let's get to it. Here are the past 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Today's episode is brought to you by Purple. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. Purple's company history, the founders of Purple are 2 brothers, hopefully they're hot and single, who have been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds and wheelchairs. And in 2016, they finally decided to use their patented comfort technology to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. The mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam we are used to. The Purple mattress feels very unique because it both is firm and soft at the same time, which is perfect for Ben and I because when me and Ben were moving into an apartment together, we literally could not agree on a bed because he wants like something hard to align his back. And I'm like, no, I just wanted to fall asleep on a puffy bed of clouds. So the Purple mattress has really been perfect for us. They have a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, which is crazy, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, and a free in-home setup and old mattress removal. That is where you get your money because like trying to move a mattress out of an apartment, like you might as well just literally go to SoulCycle. You're going to love Purple, and right now our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of their mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Text TOAST to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text TOAST, T-O-A-S-T, to 84888. That's T-O-A-S-T to 84888.
Love it. By the way, before we jump in, because, you know, anything to not.
Yeah.
A few housekeeping announcements, and I just wanted to clarify with you on the next 2 weeks. So I'm gone for 2 weeks. No shows for 2 weeks. I know you guys were going to try and make the second week work.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
As of now, no.
But like, if we're feeling like we
have to get back out there
and we have the time, then yeah.
Okay, cool. And we have a Patreon episode up from yesterday that is Blind Reveals from July 4th from N.T. Anderson's. And it's a really great episode.
And we have another episode going up today, just a general Q&A, since we have so many new projects in the works. I just feel like everyone's like dying to know. Everyone in the comments is like, is Claudia on speed? No, bitch, I'm on roids, okay? Like, yeah. I can't stop fucking talking.
She's roided up.
I'm roided up. I feel like a fucking high school quarterbacker. I feel like Smash Williams roiding up before a big game and ready to get my scholarship taken away, you know?
Yeah.
That's how much I'm juicing.
Yeah. No, you better watch it. Your scholarship is on its way.
My scholarship is like literally within arm's reach, but I'm going to lose it because even though like Smash Williams had a great fucking mom and she raised him right.
No, you're like Lance Armstrong. Like you're about to lose it all.
Totally. And a testicle.
Okay. First story, Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. Just took me to Aisha Curry. It's like the interwebs just want me to talk about her and her
like
clickbaity ways.
Yeah, no, she misspoke about like, it's such a stupid, I don't even know.
I don't know. Taylor Swift and more stars embrace their inner feline in first Cats trailer. Okay, the trailer for Cats, which is coming out in December, has been released, and they've answered the age-old question of, are we going to use cats or people? We're using both.
Yeah, everyone looks freaky as fuck.
It's a really freaky trailer, and it has been released to mixed reviews.
Well, because from my understanding, I mean, I want to see it because I do see anything Taylor Swift is in, and I really do love like a live-action remake of like a tale as old as time, but I'm not particularly understanding what Cats is. And I know that it's a musical, it's the longest running musical ever on Broadway, and I thought that it was just like, because it's the longest running musical on Broadway ever, it has to be great.
Right.
But it's known to be like Andrew Lloyd Webber's like most ominous, weird piece of work that never really makes any sense. It's about a gaggle of cats
who just are introducing themselves.
No.
Yes.
No. It's about a gaggle of cats who are like a part of this crew. They're like the Jumbly crew. And they spend the entire night figuring out which one of the cats is going to ascend to like this next layer to get their new life, because cats have new lives, which is so dumb and so stupid. And even if I liked Cats, like Cats the animal, like I would not think this is cute. But I just have, I don't think Taylor Swift and James Corden and Idris Elba would put their names, Rebel Wilson, well maybe Rebel Wilson, would put their names on something that's trash, you know? Rebel Wilson has put her name on some high quality pieces of trash.
And I think it's
high
really cool
how
they're like acting like cats.
Oh, I'm sorry, could you do that again? I don't know if the camera caught
like
you.
Acting like cats, like they really
wait,
did
how
look
come
like
you didn't get the part?
I thought that was crazy that they literally have to like become cats.
Can you see Taylor Swift's shoes? She's wearing like literally like 6-year-old like tap shoes.
Kitten
like,
heels.
Yeah, kitten cat heel tap heels. Shoes. She looks so cute. She actually looks very pretty. And
yeah,
in a lot
does.
Of ways she like looks like her cats.
Oh, you for sure. I mean? This is a dream role for her, but for Idris Elba and Judi Dench, I'm not seeing it.
I'm not seeing it, but I'm seeing it for James Corden, because he actually like looks like a cat in real life, too.
Right, and he's the only one who didn't have to like look like a weird cat.
Or
like
he's the only one who didn't have to put on a costume.
Right. So, did you finish Kimmy Schmidt season?
Yes.
Okay, so you know the whole cat storyline where the show Cats is really anyone who wants to be in it, you just have
get
to dress
up, the audience.
And then you introduce yourself. And I'm pretty sure, like, Cats is just a play where all the cats are introducing themselves.
No, so that's like a running joke people are saying now on Twitter, like, because from Kimmy Schmidt.
No, but from Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, but that's not really what the play's about.
No, maybe, like, at the end of the day, someone's ascending, like, it's fucking Riverdale.
But we'll see.
The way that they get there is through introduction.
We'll see.
We'll see. Honestly, I do not have high hopes. This trailer looks fucking weird. It's like CGI is out of control. And just because you can doesn't mean you should.
But they really built, because I watched a behind the scenes thing, they built the set to be so oversized. It's not CGI in the sense that, like, if there's a chair, they're supposed to be the size of a cat. So they made this huge fucking chair. So Taylor Swift looks like a cat-sized human next to a chair. I think that's cool.
Definitely the technology that they're using.
For
and
their
I'm not
faces.
Gonna say, for their faces and their bodies are the same that they use on the Beast in Beauty
and
the Beast. Like,
you know, I'm just saying how it's cool that the set is not CGI. It's like actually oversized built furniture.
That's fine.
That's cool. I'm just saying it's cool.
I mean, that's like when they made the little town in Greatest Showman. They made like a ant-sized town and then they panned over it to look like New York City.
Cool.
Oh, yes.
In the 1800s.
What is this, a town for ants?
It was.
Yes.
Yep. It's a town for ants.
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay, I know you guys will be seeing it. I'll probably see it too. Jennifer Hudson's rendition of Memory sounds like the only saving grace
okay.
for me.
On the count of three, when you hear the song Memory, what do
Wait.
You think of? 3, 2, 1.
School of Rock.
Okay. Memory, all alone in the moonlight. Fucking Miranda Cosgrove, icon. Honestly, Miranda Cosgrove, I'm going to go ahead and say it. She's a fucking icon.
Did you see what, I think it was Photoshop Scenes posted yesterday? Like, iCarly walked so Morning
we could
Post
run.
Could run.
No, it's so true. Like, in a lot of ways, Miranda Cosgrove has set the stage for influencers, for actresses, for just, like, for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think she gets nearly enough credit for, like, the videos she posts of herself singing on Instagram.
Well, we give her credit here at this show, but I agree. Like, the
like
world.
Society.
Society.
Well, really, this show is literally all about giving credit to, like, people who, like, don't get it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, to people who have been Matthew Comed.
Right. We literally, like, she changed the name of the show to, like, get your credit.
No, it's justice. It's justice being served.
It's a morning jest.
Yeah, and we've always been that.
Always. That's so true. We're like really staying true to our brand message.
Yeah.
I'm being really annoying today.
I think you guys could get Miranda Cosgrove on the show easily.
I think we could too.
I think we could too.
Which doesn't say a lot about the stature of the show, but I don't care because I fuck with Miranda Cosgrove. Memory all alone in the moon. I also think of Camp Biga. That was like one of our songs.
Yeah. We had to like learn a lot of old school songs. Like songs. Like if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land, I'd hammer at danger. Danger.
But are we just gonna glaze over song?
Song.
Like truly make that my ring back tone.
I thought
just you saying song.
Song. Yeah, you'll pick up really quick.
Actually, no, you should make Toast, my new single that comes out August 2nd, your new ring back tone. I am gonna make it my ringtone. I thought that'd be cute, right?
How are you gonna premiere it?
Well, so it's August 2nd.
Oh, so it just goes on Spotify.
Yeah, well, it has to come out on a Friday because all new music comes out on Fridays. Okay. So it'll be on iTunes and Spotify on Friday. Do we have a show Friday or we're back Monday?
We're back Monday.
Okay, so I'll just party it up all weekend. And maybe I'll have like a launch party. I hate when people have launch parties for like intangible things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
No, a song is a thing. I hate when people have launch parties for things that haven't launched or for things that take $0 to launch.
Yeah, right. Or like people on reality shows are always throwing launch parties just because like they need a party to go to film at.
That's fine.
It's like when Ramona had a skincare party and like she didn't even have a formula.
That's fine. But then the purpose of the party is like
to create
press.
Buzz. Yeah.
But when you have like a party for something and you're not filming it and it costs $0 to launch.
I know you're talking about someone specific. But I won't say who it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Of course, this is like you talk about this thing all the time.
It's my fucking cross to bear.
No, truly.
Okay. Anyways, next up in today's thin news, Luann Delseps launches Feelin' Giovanni IV drip.
What?
Money can't buy you class, but it can buy you a Feelin' Giovanni drip.
Feelin' Giovanni.
Real Housewives of New York City star Luann Delseps has partnered with IV Drips to create her own custom intravenous therapy formula infused with vitamins and minerals to help promote health and hydration.
I'm sorry.
Six has learned.
IV stands for intravenous?
I guess so.
I thought it was like internal vessel.
Intravenous, yeah.
Oh, I guess that is the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Quote, it's the perfect recharge and reset button after a workout, especially in this record-setting heat wave, which will be a great segue to our next story. This formula changes everything the song is about. Channels everything this song is about. Youth, energy,
I'm sorry, I think it's Chanel's.
And just an overall sense of positivity.
I'm like, I actually really do love Luann's music, but Feelin' Giovanni is not it. It is not a good song.
No, but did you hear that DJ Pauly D is remixing it?
Well, that's just really the beauty of Watch Trap Inside. Like, two people come on, they get married, Jenny McCarthy, Donnie Wahlberg. Two people come on, they make a smash hit, Pauly D, Luann Delseps. So here for that collaboration, but it's just like, the word Giovanni, and I like that Dorinda said it in the reunion. She's like, we're not making money off of this. Like, let's stop fucking promoting this $400 dress brand. Like,
yeah.
It's annoying. It's and I don't like it. I'm not here for the word Giovanni.
Well, when Ramona was on Watch What Happens Live the other night and Andy asked her about the song, she was like, I'm over it. And Andy was like, but the song just came out. She was like, no, I'm over Giovanni. Like,
yeah.
It's, and I'm over it too.
It's not funny.
At the time, it was the funniest thing ever.
And when it was like, we were all making fun of Dorinda's like lack of self-awareness that she was saying Giovanni all the time. Like, it was funny. But now it's like so overtly annoying and stupid. Like, I'm over the song and I don't care that it just came out. I'm over the entire concept.
Yeah. No, it's like, we've beaten the dead horse. Let's move on to new jokes.
The song came out and the horse was already dead.
Yeah, so that's why. I agree with Ramona. I am over it.
Yeah. Ramona was cute on Watch Happens Live.
She really was. I mean, she looked fantastic and she was just being super positive.
But she had such a problem because that romper was silk, and then when she stood up after sitting for Watch Happens Live for 45 minutes, all the Getty photos, she has so many wrinkles near her thighs.
Uh-oh.
It sucks. And like, Dorit is just like looking perfect.
That's annoying.
And she didn't get any time to like steam her crotch.
She was being really nice to Dorit, and I feel like sometimes she can be like
bitchy.
Yeah, especially to like newer cast
but
people.
I think she definitely felt like a little threatened in the sense like Dorit just like showed the fuck up.
But I don't feel like she compares herself to Dorit. Also, I want to talk about, we're obviously going to talk about the reunion, but I just loved what Ramona said about feeling herself and that like she's 15 to 20 years older
than a lot of the girls.
Than most of the women, and like she looks just as great as any of them and she's going to show it off. I think she's doing so much for older women.
No, I actually couldn't agree more, and I want to save what I have to say, but like I thought everyone was coming for her in a lot of ways a little unfairly, especially when it came to that. Like, it's actually admirable the confidence she has at any age, especially being the oldest woman on the show, the oldest woman in the franchise, and looking better than half of them. Like, I really respect her so much, and like, I don't think it's annoying. There's so many things that she does that are annoying. That's not one of them.
No, that's not one of them. And we've also seen her like yo-yo. She's looked better. She's looked worse. She's gained weight, and like now she's older than she's ever been, and she looks better than she ever has.
And she's feeling Giovanni.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I love a good IV drip.
But this is so weird. How do you do a collaborative? Like, I've heard of, you know, influencers, Desperate Housewives, doing all types of collabs. You know, we got shoes, we got makeup. I've never heard of an IV collab. Like, no. What does she put? Like,
well, you have to go. You have to go for the in-person procedure at the IV drip lounge in Brooklyn.
Oh, so no one's gonna go. It's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So it's a. Is she gonna be there? What's special about it?
I don't know. You can feel like Giovanni when you get it.
That's incredibly. Oh my god! Excuse me. Stupid.
Yeah. Like I just want a regular drip.
I don't even like those drips. I get so bruised. My poor veins. Everyone tells me my veins are so hard to find. Well, probably not now because I'm roiding. They're probably just like
you're so vascular.
Pulsing. Yeah. You should get one now. But usually the nurses
they're coming out of your neck.
I got this one on my forehead just popping out. Usually nurses have a very hard time finding my veins because I'm so small and frail. It's just like my small frame. Everyone's just like so worried about me. Like where are my veins?
I have the opposite problem.
You're veiny as fuck.
You can see my veins from a mile away.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you know what me and Margot discovered yesterday? You're gonna be so upset. Speaking of veiny MJ Kardashian, did you buy the brush for the KK?
I don't think I was able to get it, but I got a brush from my Patrick Ta, so I have a brush.
Okay, I did not, when I went on the KKW Beauty Foundation, like, crap website, I was on time, and I could have gotten a brush. I just thought one of the two items I bought would come with a brush.
Oh.
And Margo had the same mistake,
I knew
too.
That you had to get the brush, and I put it in my cart, and I couldn't even get it.
Thanks for the heads up.
I think. I don't know. I haven't used my stuff yet. I'm getting a spray tan today, so.
Very unfair. I'm so upset. I don't know how I'm going to apply it. Maybe then I'll have to wait for the next drop.
Or you just go to, like, Blue Mercury and get a body brush or something.
Oh. I know, but it's like, I want the one made for this specific formula. It's like, there's never been a body foundation before like this that I just...
Actually, you could probably go to MAC and get one.
I have a Saint-Tropez
mitt. They have body foundation
at
MAC. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'll
do that. So they probably have good brushes.
But they test on animals, so
I can't. Oh, the brushes too?
Yeah. Okay. It's just like a company-wide thing, I think.
Okay.
No, there's look at my socks today. Like, I have this cute outfit. It's like my fucking socks are like protruding out like a six-year-old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's definitely six-year-old.
I look like my housekeeper got me dressed, you know?
Yeah. I like your dress. Where is it from?
Thank you so much. It is, I get these two brands confused. Oh, this one's Show Me Your Moo Moo. And it's nice and stretchy. And I respect the hell out of Show Me Your Moo Moo because they go up to extra large. Like, none of those Revolve brands do.
Yes, they do. Extra large isn't revolutionary.
Bitch, until you're extra large, you don't know how revolutionary it is. Literally, all the time. First of all, I go on Revolve and I start shopping. And I'm like, you know, let me refine. I need it if it goes up to XL.
Yeah.
Literally, it goes from 10,000 items, I swear to God, to 4,000 items, which is still a lot, but you know what? It's not enough. Then every time I go, I find something I like, finally, extra large. It's either sold out or it's last one left. It's like, how is it always the last one left?
I don't know. It always gets me to buy it, though.
Yeah, of course. I'm like, oh my God, I need this. All the other fat girls have it. no, I just like, I'm having like socks problems lately because I'm not wearing my Bombas.
You're not wearing your Bombas, and it shows.
Because how often do you think about your socks? If you're like I used to be, not much, but I recently discovered socks that changed the way I think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. They are technically, according to science, they are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. And I can support that theory because I have worn them and I'm not wearing them today and I'm not fucking comfortable and my feet are really sweaty.
No, and like wearing improper socks can be super detrimental to your toenails.
To your toenails, but also like to your outfit and your morale. Like, yeah. I feel like a slob today with my ugly, like dirty, like that once were white socks. Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They're made from super soft, natural cotton, and every pair comes with arch support, a seamless toe, and a cushioned footbend that's comfy but not too thick. With many colors, patterns, lengths, and styles, Bombas look great in the gym, the office, and out on the town. Bombas are what feet daydream about. And for every Bombas purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need, which is the best part of the entire brand. But I can't just talk about the arc support because I have a theory that I have flat feet.
I do have flat feet.
I can't stand on my feet for like more than 15 minutes without like getting tired and like painful. Maybe that's just like me being fat and out of shape, but also like maybe
you could show us your arch.
I'm like wearing a lot of stuff.
You want to see a flat foot?
Buy your Bombas at Bombas.
See it counts?
I'm in the middle of something.
A flat foot.
Buy your Bombas at bombas.com/toast today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/toast for 20% off bombas.com/toast. Truly one of the brands that I had heard about but never thought about using until they partnered with the Toast and now can't get over it.
Can't get over it. I seriously love them. Someone wrote the funniest thing. Socks in a heat wave on roids.
Oh my
Bold,
God.
Claudia.
So true. Like, so I'm not true. Helping my case. Also Spanx today. because I'm wearing a dress.
Wow.
I just felt compelled to look really cute today because this episode is going to be the last episode for a while. So if anyone's like missing the toast, they're going to like rewatch this episode. And they're going to like see me roiding and stuff.
They see me roiding. They hate it.
So I just wanted to like give them a cute like last look. And now that I'm looking at myself on camera, like I look super shiny and round today. It's like the roids like really busting out of me. So like I'm upset. But like in real life, I look cute. Margaret, yeah, you'll have to take some pictures of me afterwards.
Okay. You do look cute. I had the same thought where I was like, oh, I was maybe going to wear workout clothes. And then I was like, no, this is going to be the last one on the YouTube channel for a while. And then I came up with this. Which
they see me roiding. They hating. I'm like loving the roid life.
You're like A-Rod.
Totally.
Okay, third story, which was requested by you.
Okay.
Heat wave to hit 2/3 of the U.S. Here's what to expect. Dangerously hot temperatures are predicted from Oklahoma to New England. Here's the forecast with some tips on staying safe. Dangerously hot temperatures are expected to spread across the central and eastern United States on Wednesday through the weekend, with temperatures soaring above 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the hardest hit places, the National Weather Service has warned. Even when the sun dips below the horizon, temperatures in many places are expected to remain in the 80s. The hottest part of the country, smack dab in the middle. Those flyover states.
Okay, whatever. This is what I wanted to talk about was on my way here. The Uber driver had the radio on and they had an interview, a live phone interview with Bill de Blasio. And it's like, wow, you never hear from the mayor because he's always
before
like...
Before 10 a.m.?
Yeah, like he's always like vacationing and like campaigning for a presidential campaign. He's not going to
He could be doing those things and be on the phone.
But he's like never in New York. You never hear from him. And it's like the country was in crisis. Like, I mean, the state was in crisis. We had a blackout and he was in Iowa. Like literally he's... And I just like couldn't believe I was like hearing from him live. And he said some of truly like the craziest things. I was literally writing them down because I had to tell you how crazy it was. First, he was like... He was warning everyone about the heat wave and how the... blackout last week, he doesn't think was related to the heat, but it could be. So everyone charge your phones in case there's another blackout.
I saw there's like, because it's going to be so hot this weekend, there could be another blackout. I'm sorry, we've never been able to predict. Like, if you know the blackout's going to happen, it's not going to happen. It's when you are just sitting on your ass.
The craziest thing was that they were talking so much about the heat wave, the heat wave, the heat wave. He was saying things as crazy as, like, it's how important it is to stay cool. They have like cooling centers at local libraries and like great things that the city's providing. And if you feel faint, you know, drink water, call 911. That's what he said. And then he had the audacity to talk about how government buildings and corporate office buildings are too cold. And they are now being an executive order to be 78 degrees.
I don't believe
so you. Everyone's going to be feeling faint and calling 911. You're talking about the fucking heat wave, and you're ordering corporate buildings to have a 78-degree gust of wind when you open the door.
But also, it's going to be the weekend. People, corporate buildings aren't it working. No. And, like, what just apples and oranges, my friend?
Jackie, it was the most ludicrous interview I've ever heard in my life. And, like, I know, like, not a lot of people who know who Bill de Blasio is, because if you don't live in New York, he hasn't ruined your life yet. But he's coming for you.
He's trying to.
He is coming for your life to ruin it. And, like, I'm really not a political person. I'm not. And I'm not swaying on any side. You can vote for truly whoever you want. But, like, please don't vote for Bill de Blasio. I cannot have 4 more years of Bill. Like, he is just such a torturer. And, like, the city is in shambles. And it's so hot. And now it's 78 degrees everywhere. Like, please.
So what are you guys going to do this weekend? Are you
Stay
here?
Stay the fuck inside.
Oh, yeah. Well, because we, me and my friends, I didn't know there was a heat wave. We heard there was 100 degrees, so we're going to my friend's pool on her roof.
Oh, that's smart.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to make a day of it, but maybe maybe we'll only go outside
me
for an
Theo
hour.
Me and Theo are going to be inside all day. Like, Theo is a precious gem. He can't handle, I know he's technically a dog, but he's not really, like, outdoorsy. We'll be staying inside with the air conditioning, and we're going to be watching Ugly Betty, and I'm really looking forward. I know I say this, like, every 6 months I get a weekend at home, and I'm like, oh, I'm so bored after the first 5 minutes. That's not going to happen to me today.
Sure.
It's not.
Sure. Well, do you want to hear an interesting factoid?
Sure.
Because extreme heat can kill. Last year, 108 people died from extreme heat.
Yes, I know. That's why he said...
Compared to just 30 who died from cold.
That's why he said to call 911, because young kids and old, like, senior citizens really can have heat stroke, and it can be very dangerous, so I'm not, like, making fun of that. I just thought, like, the way he was talking about, like, so dire, but he's also, like, making other buildings cooler. I mean, warmer.
Warmer.
It's so stupid.
Well,
because, you know, there's a war on air conditioning now that the fucking New York Times started.
Yes.
Like, for people who work in corporate office buildings, apparently when it gets really hot, the buildings generate so much air conditioning that the people are freezing, and it's like an attack on millennial women somehow, which I don't understand. But I just want to say, like, I love that we're progressing as a generation. Like, sometimes, like, I'm watching Friends, and I'm like, I can't believe that you used to be able to say things like that. And I really like that we're, like, in this new age of, you know, where everyone's being protected and everyone's equal. But, like, please stay away from air conditioning. Like, it didn't do anything to you, and, like, it needs to stay.
Yeah. No, I remember working in a corporate office. It was always cold, but you just, like, had a blanket. And
a cardigan. It makes it, like, fun. You, like, wrap yourself up at work. And then you, like, go to sleep.
There must be, like, a reason as to why they can't just...
Well, I read somewhere that it's, like, for women to wear shorter skirts. And it's, like, that's not it. Like... It's not always about skirts.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is a great segue into our next story, which sort of touches on this, you know, what are these things called? Seesaw.
Oh, sorry. One more thing Bill de Blasio said. It's like, he's the fucking mayor of New York. He doesn't know why the blackout happened last week. He's like, and I've spoken with the president of Con Ed, you know, a bunch of times. Like, he won't tell me what's wrong. I'm like, no one fucking respects you. Literally. The president of Con Ed literally won't tell you what happened.
No, and then Governor Cuomo is saying, like, to Con Ed, like, figure it out or you're fired.
You know what?
Figure it out or you're fired.
Every time I'm hearing about Governor Cuomo, he's being very rational. And I just want to say, I respect the hell out of Governor Cuomo.
And is he the one who dates the woman from the Food Network?
No, that's Bobby Flay.
No. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Sandra Lee. Sandra Lee boyfriend.
No, but I think she was married.
To Governor Cuomo? Andrew Cuomo is
her boy. Are they still married?
Wait,
the one who was like the tiny one on...
The blonde, at home with Sandra Lee.
Oh my God, I loved her.
Her partner is Andrew Cuomo still.
Wow, they're in a partnership. They're not in a...
He's her domestic partner.
Interesting.
Since 2005.
Oh, I get them confused with the blonde district attorney from SVU being married to Bobby Flay.
That is so confusing.
Yeah, because both of them look alike.
No, and one plays the real life version.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're gender switching.
That is so funny.
Wow, that is so funny. Good for Governor Cuomo. Semi-homemade. He's must be living the life. Okay, back to the seesaw, or I guess the word is the pendulum of political correctness. Mm. A new story that I thought was particularly interesting, and I wanted to get your thoughts. Gendered language like manhole will soon be banned from Berkeley's city codes. Soon there will be no manholes in the city of Berkeley, California.
What other words like that are there?
There will also be no chairman, no manpower, no policemen, or no policewomen. No, that doesn't mean a whole city will be without committee leaders and law enforcement. It means that the words that imply a gender preference will be removed from the city's code and replaced with gender-neutral terms according to a recently adopted ordinance. The city voted Tuesday night to replace gender terms in its municipal codes like manhole and manpower with gender-neutral ones like maintenance hole and instead of manpower, human effort.
I mean, Berkeley's fucking wild and out.
Always, okay, so like, are we going to change horsepower soon too? Because that's like offensive to like zebras.
Okay, but like, you know what? It's like, I am someone who is very, you know, comfortable and stable in my gender and my sexuality, and I don't feel like this really applies to me because this is more for people who don't identify as man, woman. And so it's not my issue to speak on, but if it was, I would say that this is a little extreme.
It's a little extreme.
Just a little. But again, it's not my issue. Like, you know, I always compare. It's like, okay, let's say it was like Jew power, you know? It's like, no, we got to change that shit, you know? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but if you're the Jew, that it wouldn't offend the Jew. It would offend like other religions. Like, why are the Jews power?
Right, I guess that's true. I don't know what scenario this would like be my problem, but it's not. So I just... We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, he said the council member, Berkeley City Council member, said there's power in language, and this is a small move, but it matters.
It is a small move. Does it matter? I don't know.
So
I don't think in the great scheme of the gender neutrality movement, if changing the word manhole, like, really will make a difference. Like, I'm saying that dead seriously. Like, there are many things that, like I think...
Well, I feel like there's two, it's two.
No, like Billy Porter wearing a gown to the Met Gala, like that is a huge step for the gender neutral movement.
To the Oscars, too.
Whatever. Like that is a huge step for the gender neutral movement. Like changing the word manhole, like I don't know if it has the same impact.
Well, I feel like changing the word manhole and then changing policemen, policewomen is two totally separate things. Like I feel like the man or manpower represents that men are powerful, but then policemen and policewomen, there might be a police officer who doesn't identify as either of those. You know?
So right.
And so I wonder what the new term for police people will be.
Police people, maybe.
Or police officer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But we've always had police officer. So are they just banning policeman, policewoman?
Yeah. Berkeley is like this microcosm where they just like do crazy shit. And like if it works, like the rest of the world like applies to it. And then like if it doesn't, like we pretend like it never happened.
Yeah. It's like 1989. The student riots. I learned about them.
Oh, I started with the album, Taylor Swift.
Or was it, I'm sorry, it was 1969. When we went to the moon. 50 years ago tomorrow.
We went to
people
the
are like all shook up over the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. That like NASA's gonna be live tweeting the whole thing, like as if they had Twitter in 1969.
Oh, that's
I love
cool.
when they do that.
That's cool.
I love that. Yeah.
Oh my God, so funny. I was watching an old episode. I think I told this story recently. Like, I was watching an old episode of The Breath when we were talking about like how some country orbited the moon. It was like a story. Of like a big deal for some country. Maybe it was America. I don't know.
A small step for mankind.
Whatever. Like everyone was like watching it and talking about it. And I literally said these words. I was like, I can't imagine being a big enough loser that I would like literally watch like another country like moon, like land on the moon. And like literally a week ago, I watched the entire like Israel live stream. And I'm just like so invested in all of Elon Musk's work. So it's really crazy how like a year can change you.
A year can change you.
I'm woke as fuck now.
Totes. What was I going to say about the moon?
And I'm roided up too. Yeah. That helps. With the wokeness.
Do you know when the moon landed, when we landed on the moon 50 years ago, it was the most watched television telecast of all time at the time. People were watching in the streets. People were watching everywhere.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
What is the most watched telecast of all time now? Like the Super Bowl?
What Ooh. Is considered a telecast now, though?
Oh, I guess a telecast is worldwide. The
Here.
Super Bowl is just America.
Let's Google it. Most watched telecast.
I think maybe it's like the royal wedding.
Oh. Or maybe like some soccer thing. Oh, the 2008 Olympics opening ceremony. Was that London? No, that wasn't London. Maybe that was Athens.
And I feel like the numbers are going down because less and less people are watching TV.
But how else are you supposed to watch the Olympics?
There are still big moments like that. Oh, no, the 2008 was at Beijing. Did you watch that? Well, 2008 was a summer. It was Beijing, a summer Olympics?
I don't know. I fucking love the Olympics.
Beijing
the
was
one?
A summer Olympics.
Next summer in Tokyo.
Oh, we're going.
2008, we were at Seneca.
Actually, I don't even ever want to go to the Olympics. I love watching them from my house so much.
Agreed.
Like, going home, I remember, like, being either at camp and, like, watching them, like, in the dining hall or, like, being, like, working over the summer in my internships and, like, running home to watch so, like, the time difference it would be on. Like, I really love watching it from home. I never want to go.
Totally.
It's a perfect viewing. You can't even see anything.
Yeah, it's a perfect viewing experience.
An amazing job.
And there's a million channels. There's so many things going on. How do you choose what to go to? When you're at home, you just flip through the channels.
And I'm sure the traffic is insane.
Oh, yeah.
The traffic. Wait, this is an interesting list of the most
Someone
watched...
said, but I don't know if it's true, that Christy Carlson Romano is making a new music video with that song in honor of the 50th anniversary. And like, if that's true, I will literally die and come back to life and re-roid it up.
Well, she has been very in tune with what's necessary lately, and she has a web show, and like, if this is... This makes complete sense because it would be a complete missed opportunity for her. And, like, she knows that that is her fucking cross to bear.
Right.
That we went to the moon in 1969.
No, and if she doesn't, like, she will literally be... If she doesn't remake this music video, she will literally be letting down an entire generation of men, women, children, and all in between.
I just have to go back to what I was saying about those student riots and get the year right. Because it was, like, a big movement in the world. And it was 1989.
So much happened in 1989.
Wait, there's this list of most watched telecasts that I'm finding unbelievably interesting. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Number two, the rescue of the Chilean miners.
Oh, that was terrible.
But it was a rescue.
But, and it was a happy occasion.
Yeah. Three, the Spring Festival Gala. Four, the 2006 FIFA World Cup Final. Five, the first...
Men or women?
I think FIFA is men.
No, FIFA's just soccer.
Really? Are you sure?
Wasn't the...
Here, wait, let me...
Is that a FIFA? What
that was
just
FIFA World Cup.
That was?
Yeah.
It was?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Whatever. Someone will correct us. Five, the first human walk on the surface of the moon.
Okay.
So that's still number five that's from 1969.
Cool.
Six, Aloha from Hawaii. It's a music concert presented by Elvis Presley from 1973.
Cool.
Seven, the 2011 Cricket World Cup semifinal.
Cricket?
Eight, the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Wow.
Nine, JFK's funeral.
Did you watch, do you remember when that guy, I think his name was Felix, it was sponsored by Red Bull, he's like a stuntman, and he like orbited the Earth and jumped out? Do you remember that?
The Red Bull thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like so stupid because it wasn't like a NASA thing, it was just like a prank, and he like lost consciousness halfway down and he could have died. That was like a dumb thing for us to all like cheer on. He wasn't like supported by NASA, like it was literally just a guy who was being fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't think I watched it.
We love that, though. Like, people love to watch
like,
stupidity. When,
and they had the camera of him, like, on the platform. He wasn't even in a spaceship. He was literally just, like, on a dock, like, on the edge of the Earth and just jumped into Earth.
Did he live?
Yeah, and he lost consciousness on the jump down because it was, like, so fast, so high.
Right.
He regained consciousness and pulled the parachute.
What?
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube now. It was, like, a thing that everyone, like, died for. And now that I think about it, like, why were we encouraging such stupid behavior?
Because we're stupid.
We're stupid. We're always just, like, being influenced and, like, being stupid.
totally stupid.
I actually find myself being influenced, like, by influencers, like, all the time. I follow this girl, Margashri. She is so influential. And no, she just, like, lives this healthy lifestyle. And I saw she did this, like, really cute ad for Thrive Market. And she just, Margot, what'd you buy from Thrive Market?
They have, I fucking love Thrive Market, but, like, they have really good healthy snacks. They have, like, cauliflower puffs. They have, ooh, these peanut butter filled pretzels. Those aren't that healthy, but I like them. And then they have the Smart Sweets, so many of them. I bought pickles. They just
and
got
usually
everything.
Healthy food is so expensive, and you got it all for $50.
$50. A box of groceries.
They offer the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography. You can join Thrive and unlock endless savings. You can shop for thousands of the best-selling organic foods, natural products at 25 to 50% below traditional retail prices. It shouldn't be so hard for us. Margaret, you're a post-grad kid. Like, you can't be out here shopping at Trader Joe's. Like, the people at Trader Joe's are literally billionaires. Like,
literally billionaires.
It's crazy. Like, organic food, it's just like healthy food is so expensive. It, like, makes you not want to be healthy. But Thrive Market has higher standards at a higher power. Shopping at Thrive Market means supporting a select group of brands that make the world a better place. They sell non-GMO food, snacks, vitamins, supplements, personal care products, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, safe and non-toxic beauty products, kitchen staples, home goods, organic baby foods, kid products, and so much more. And best part, it's all shipped straight to your door. You can find what you're looking for without having to look for it. Thrive Market offers a highly curated catalog, meaning you might only find 3 to 4 options for each product, but you can know they're the best ingredients, the most affordable prices, and safe for you and your family. Keep in mind, Thrive Market's prices are already 25 to 50% off, and now they're giving you an extra 25% off your first order, plus free 30-day trial. Many of you will be making a grocery run this weekend, so why not give Thrive Market a try and shop from your home? The link is thrivemarket.com/toast, thrivemarket.com/toast for an extra 25% off your first order for prices that are already marked down 25 to 50% off.
I love Thrive Market, and watching Counselor Snitch get all of her stuff made me love it even more.
I know. Thank you. I got stuff for Theo on there.
I'm so interested by this list of most watched telecasts. I'm just here reading up.
Where's Harry and Meghan's...
It's not on here, but maybe some of these lists are old, but one of the lists that I'm reading says that Michael Jackson's memorial service was number 6 with 500 million estimated viewers.
Wow. Have you ever watched a live funeral?
Aretha Franklin's most
recent one. I didn't
watch
it live.
Me
I watch like YouTube clips. Like, I'm like, have you ever run home to watch something, a funeral live?
No.
Me neither.
There's aren't that many that I guess, but like Princess Diana.
Yeah. Prince's. Was his televised? It must have been.
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And it's interesting that nothing recent, like in the time of, you know, the most people have televisions and computers and access. And we're just not interested in what you're putting
out there.
We're
not making history
anymore.
We're
not interested in your reboots.
Ooh, pew, pew, pew.
They should reboot the moon landing.
Totally.
Okay.
Was that the fifth and final?
Fifth and final.
Please tell me it's biz news.
It's not biz news. I wanted it to be biz news. Actually, I guess you can make it a biz news story because it's just about the weekend box office now that The Lion King is roaring in. It's really just a movie review. What are our thoughts on The Lion King? I told you today was sparse. And I want to get your thoughts.
I want to get your thoughts too because I have plans to see it this weekend because I have heard two incredibly different recounts from critics, and I don't like to listen to critics because critics are the morons who gave the movie The Lobster 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, I can't. But I have heard that Lion King is the most amazing, breathtaking cinematography, like, achievement of our generation. Like, it will make you die. And I've also heard it's the most lifeless, too real, like, you just, like awful movie. Like, I've heard two extreme...
And I can see it going that way, because on the one hand, it could be, like, National Geographic on roids.
You know, and I'm seeing the commercials, and it's, like, just two lions walking around.
And on the other hand, it could be talking animals. Is this Eliza Thornberry?
Yeah.
Like, talking real animals. I could see it being either... And so I guess it's just... really subjective, like, whatever you're into.
So I'm excited because the cast is just, like, what dreams are made of. Like, I'm really looking forward to Billy Eichner, like, getting his moment in the spotlight because he is so deserving of the world. Obviously, Beyonce, Seth Rogen. Like, there's just so many gems. Like, I'm really looking forward. I'm going to go into it really with a positive because I find that when I go in, like, listening to what people say, like, it always influences how I feel. So I'm just going to go in with clear eyes, full hearts, and I can't fucking lose.
Totally.
Because I'm on roids.
Beyonce's song from the movie Spirit... I did a Beyonce Soul Cycle this week, and he played it, and it was really just so beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. I had, like, the song is on my Spotify, so I've been listening to it, but just hearing it in Soul Cycle, it was just energy.
Inspiring.
And then she has this whole album that came out today, The Gift, which is a whole Lion King album, which I don't want to listen to any of the music
Me
until
neither.
I've seen the movie. I did the same with Greatest Showman, but I love a remake of a classic.
I did the same with The Greatest Showman, but I did see Dear Evan Hansen knowing waving through a window, and it really made the experience really premium. But then I fell in love with so many of the other songs, so I feel like I had a good experience, like always.
And I feel like we know the Lion King songs, so it'll be great, but I want to experience them for the first time, like, the way that you're meant to.
May I take a brief moment to apologize to my sister Margot? Because you tried to get me on the train, and I truly slept, and I've only recently come to terms with the fact that, like, Ben Platt and his album are literally everything. I can't believe we missed him at the Beacon Theater. Like, I watch videos of him and, like, I literally just cry.
Well,
in my
we
apartment.
Tried to go. The tickets were out of control.
Okay, I mean, he's literally like he's the Josh Groban of our generation.
I agree,
like,
Claudia.
He
in
is
case
so
you don't,
talented.
In case you don't live forever,
grow as we go. Like older. Like I listened to the album so much last weekend when I was traveling, and I just really like. I have to say I'm sorry because, like, you pushed me to listen to it and I told you to fuck off and I was wrong.
No, he is amazing. That album is a treasure trove.
And
of
it looks
just
like
goodies.
His live show is just so beautiful. Like, yeah. It's no bullshit. It's this beautiful set and he just fucking sings and that's all you want him to do.
You have to listen out on the song In Case You Don't Live Forever. Listen to the words.
Of course listen to it.
It's about his dad, like his parents.
Margo,
and he's like,
it's
In Case
so
You Don't
beautiful.
Live Forever, just know that, like, I fucking love you. And it was just like.
He's so, like, in touch with, like,
his emotions.
And, like, but, like, the greater picture of the world. Like, all the songs are, like, written from, like, a 90-year-old man's perspective.
Really?
It's so interesting. Like, he really is, like, this wise kid because he's, like, lived a million lives, like, being a child actor, like, having, like, this huge run on Broadway. Like, he's lived, and also just being, like, a struggling actor who can't get a job. Like,
yeah.
He's lived so many lives. Like, his music is so mature.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's like David Foster.
In Older, like, he talks about he was walking down 57th Street towards Park and an old man came over to him. And it's just
like. And it's like, this is what the old man said to
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That song I know, but you guys are giving me rave reviews.
It's beautiful.
This sounds like just what I need.
Yes, Jackie, that's exactly what it is. It's just what we need right now.
Like, and it sounds meaningful. I feel like everything I listen to or watch is meaningless. Sometimes I like it that way, but I could go for some meaning.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
also
talk about
something.
An interesting fact. That Cardi B.
It's gonna make me cry on a plane though.
Yes,
right?
It is 100%. Going to make. I had to turn a song off this morning.
Which?
That I couldn't stop crying.
Which?
This morning?
I was doing my mascara and I was crying. And it was such a sad song. And I blame you, Margaret, because I listened to your Starred playlist.
What song?
Is it recent?
Yeah, it's brand new. I was listening to your playlist and I was loving the new Andy Grammer. The Found You one.
I Found You.
It's beautiful.
Great. I am yours.
I am yours. I literally had to turn it off. I literally started
By
crying.
By who?
Andy Grammer.
Andy Grammer.
Oh.
I had tears in my eyes. I had to turn it off.
But it's a beautiful song. It's not
I know.
Sad.
It's just making me so sad. Like, I don't know why. Like, I really was feeling upset. It's
I thought you were
going to
say
it's the voice.
I thought you were going to say the best part of me with Ed Sheeran. Because
No,
it's like
but
so,
that was a really sweet song.
Yeah.
It actually came on, like, right after that. So maybe
you
it
were
was,
just, like, in a tizzy.
Yeah.
You were in it.
But it's that was, like, a really, like, really lovely song. Andy Grammer's new music deserves such credit.
Oh my God, I Found You is the most amazing song.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't stop. Like, I'm always like.
Aside from The Lion King, though, today's New Music Friday is garbage.
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 Because, you know, we've had, like, six, like, literally, like, 6 weeks of, like, hardcore releases. I needed a break.
Yeah, like, I was looking at the feed, and I didn't recognize anything. It was just, I felt old.
Did you see new pics of Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, like, out and about, more restaurants, just, like, being themselves?
Yeah.
I'm so here for it. Oh, wait, I want to talk about something. This should have been a story. Nick and Priyanka went out for their anniversary last night.
Her birthday.
And she wore high heels and a red dress. And on her Instagram story, she played the song, and he was filming her in her high heels red dress.
That's really cute.
And that's your dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, and the 10-year anniversary of Wizards on Deck with Hannah Montana.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
what
yeah.
a historic week.
What a historic week.
It's like, what's happening now that we'll, like, have an anniversary for?
Good
nothing.
Question. Maybe
the heat wave and the blackout.
The Descendants, you know? Like,
Descendants comes out August 2nd.
Yeah.
Are you not here?
No, but we have. You can't watch without me.
I swear I won't, but.
Okay.
Imagine if Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, like, got married. That would just be, like, a real,
And
like,
her
pop.
Name was Camila Mendes?
Oh my, their registry would be very confusing. It's like, if Camila Mendes and Reggie got married at the same time. Like,
yeah.
They would have to fight for the Zola website.
Totally.
How funny is that? I can't believe her name would be Camila Mendes. It's crazy.
I know.
Crazy. But if anyone could figure out, you know, the intricacies, it's Zola.
The complexities of a two Camila Mendes situation. This is not the first time that Zola has had this problem.
I love Zola.
Join 500,000 couples who have used Zola. It takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy to use planning tools. Conveniently managed everything online and in one place. It saves so much time for couples. It takes the hard part out of, like, building a website. Like, what do I look like? An IT manager? Like, I know how to build a website? Jackie used Zola for her wedding registry, and it was the most jealous I've ever been because it was so seamless, so organized. The thank you notes, like, everything was really clean.
And for my wedding website, like, I looked like IT.
No, you're an influencer, though. Like, you need to have a legit wedding website. Zola is the only place that you could have done it.
No, and, like, it was just, everything was, like, a la carte. Like, you can use their pre-made designs. You can do your own thing. I just love that. I love freedom.
Yeah, you can easy to personalize your favorite design with all your wedding details. So you can add elements from your flowers, from your invitation. So there's, like, a cohesive energy, like a mood board. You can add photos, stories about how you met, travel and accommodation info. I find that wedding websites for destination weddings are literally the most important thing in the world.
Unbelievably important.
I find myself screenshotting like all the details like a freak.
Totally.
To start your free wedding website, go to zola.com/toast and get an extra $50 off your registry. So again, that's zola.com/toast, zola.com/toast, and get $50 off your first registry after you get a free wedding website, zola.com/toast. Can't recommend it enough. Jackie used it, and it's just a premium experience.
Yeah, and it's still being premium because I'm still, like, having to reference it, you know?
Oh, that's so annoying. And by the way, when you hear the word reference, what do you think?
Lady Gaga.
To reference or not reference. Okay, I'm so glad we agree.
Okay, now we need to recap Real Housewives of New York because we didn't do last week and this week, and we're just going to do the whole shebang.
I'm feeling really conflicted because I always feel, like, in my housewife, feelings, I feel very, you know, concrete. And I've kind of been shook up because, you know, I'm a ride or die Bethany stan, but, like, she's being, like, a little much for me. Like, she's on the right side of history, and, like, everyone is kissing her ass now, and, like, on her side, Dorinda is so far up her ass, and, like, she didn't have the opposite of that last season. Like, everyone came for her. So she's getting a little comfortable, like, being the big dog in town, and I just don't like how kind of, I don't know what the right word is. It's not condescending. It's cavalier. Like, she's just all of her face, like, I was loving her facial expressions the first week, and now it's, like, she's being, like, a little too high on her horse for me, which is sad because I, like, love ride or die for her, and I still, like, believe in her and everything she does. But I want to talk about Andy. Because is it just me, or is he, like, hyper-involved only when it comes to Ramona? I've never been more certain in my life that Ramona's not coming back because Andy, like, appears to fucking hate her.
Really?
He keeps pointing out inconsistencies, like, so obvious. Like, usually, like, he only steps in when it's, like, absolutely necessary or the person's not really understanding what all the other women are saying. Like, he was getting so involved only when it came to Ramona, and I've, like, never been more sure that she's not a housewife anymore.
Oh, I didn't feel that way. I just felt like there were so many clear examples of Ramona, like, up on her bullshit, and I think the viewers really wanted to know what the hell was going on through her head. And by the way, when it comes to table 61 and 62, and I had said it at the time that she definitely, like, just her 61 and 62 are the same to her.
Agreed.
And I don't think it was a malicious thing.
Okay.
The thing with the birthday dinner is different. I don't know what I believe, but, like, that's what makes Ramona, like, great and hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, her and Sonia are great friends, and I don't think that there's any, like, beef there. I think Ramona is coming back for sure.
I don't know. I feel really weird.
I feel worried for Tinsley.
I was also just watching the reunion thinking if any one of these women, like, I felt the way about Sonia, about Tinsley, and about Ramona, that if one of them didn't come back, like, the storyline would be fine. Like, Sonia's so out of the conversation, out of the loop, like, this entire season. Like, I was like, damn, where has she been? And I felt the same way about Ramona. Not Tinsley. Like, Tinsley's at the center of it, but, like, nobody likes her.
Yeah, nobody wants her to be at
and,
the
like,
center.
And, like, nobody gets her.
And everyone's like, we want to hear more from you. Then she talks, and they're like, shut up.
Yeah, I felt bad for her. They were going so hard on her. Like, it's not their fucking business.
It's not. I was glad that we got, like, I do want to get to know her two more, and we've been saying this. And I think if given the chance, next season would be her her time to blossom. Like, it would be, I would want a Scottless season.
Me too.
Tinsley on her own, and give her one more chance because she needed 2 or 3 years or whatever it was to come out of her shell.
But very interesting is that she moved out of the apartment the second they stopped filming and moved back in. Like, she doesn't live in New York.
Yeah.
But she like, it's like, I so understand her struggle. Like, she has no reason to live in New York other than the show, and the show literally, like, saved her life. But her mom lives in Florida. Her boyfriend at the time lives in Chicago. She really has no other reason to be in New York when they're not filming. So, but it's like, in order to be a part of the show, like, you have, the only requirement is, like, you have to be in New York.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the one thing she, like, doesn't want to do.
Maybe she'd be better off. I mean, actually, no, she lived in Palm Beach and she got arrested. Maybe New York is good for her.
Maybe Chicago's good for her.
She's doing well. And I felt like Andy kind of had her back when talking about the, like, debutante thing, or maybe just trying to make Bethany see.
Right, like, don't insult an entire, like, culture of people just because you don't understand it.
No, but she wasn't insulting it. She was saying that it's not an excuse, but I think that it is an excuse.
No, she was saying it's setting back feminism. Like, you can be a debutante and be a feminist. Like, I don't believe that. You know what I mean? She was just, like, she was declassifying an entire group of people in the way that, like, an entire group of people, like, raise their kids just because it's not how she was raised. Like, sorry, going to high school in Atlanta is not the same as being a debutante in, like, Charleston.
In Richmond, Virginia.
You know what I mean? I just thought that was, like, very dismissive of Bethany, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, and That is how she is. So, like, just figure it out. I think definitely Tinsley's way of, you know, her thinking of her life, you know, she needs a man. She's going to rob on her man.
It's very old school.
It's old school, but there's plenty of people that are like that still. And then she brings a different flavor to the
And I'm sorry. I have to say this. And I love Bethany, but women who say and, like, judge other women and say that they're setting back feminism to entire, 100 years? Like, no. Women who say that about other women, you're setting back feminism. I don't care if Tinsley, like, thinks that she needs a man. That's her life. Like, I hate, like, the version of feminism where it's, like, you judge other women. There's, like, a elitism. Like, oh, I am a CEO, so I'm better than the woman who works at her house. Like,
no, or I'm better than a stay-at-home mom.
Like, that's fucking bullshit. So I don't like when people say, like, so-and-so or this type of woman, it sets back feminism. No. Women who judge other women, you set us back.
No, and feminism is women being able to choose what they want to do, whether that is to work or to not work.
Or whether that's not what Bethany would agree with. Like, I love Bethany, and I was just, like, not agreeing with her, like, at, like, 100%, which is hard for me, because usually I'm, like, ride or die apologist.
Yeah, I know. She wasn't bothering me, except that I felt with Ramona, it's hard, because what she said was so terrible. But she's so
apologetic.
Aware. Like, what can you do beyond that, you know?
Yeah, and she said she called Bethany, she called his family.
And she said everything. I know she's the apologizer, but she really said everything right. Like, I apologize to Dennis, I apologize to God, I apologize to everyone, I apologize to his family.
I apologize to God. Like, she's like a 2-year-old. Like,
she really couldn't have felt worse about it. And I know she'll probably, like, do more things in the future. They were just digging in a little bit when she already felt terribly.
Yeah, no, Bethany was doing the thing that she accused Luann of doing. When Luann and Dorinda made up in the Berkshires, Bethany said, like, Luann, you were, like, relishing in Dorinda's apology. And, like, that's kind of what she was doing to Ramona at the reunion, but she had the right to.
She had, yes. Also, Bethany always brings up the bridge and, you know, you'll never find happiness. Or remember when they were on the Brooklyn Bridge and Ramona, like 10 years ago.
That was the second most awful thing Ramona's ever said
right.
to Bethany.
But remember when they were in the pool in Mexico naked crying, apologizing? At what point does that apology, like, clear the slate?
I don't know.
Like, I thought at that point that everything in the past, we're not going to forget about it, but we're going to move on from it. And now it's here going forward. And, like, Bethany saying that, like, Ramona has something out for her, I think Ramona's the same with Bethany as she is with everyone. Just, like,
annoying.
A little mean.
And by the way, that's housewives in general. It's like, an apology is made and it never exists ever other than in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, even Dorinda and Luann, they made up. She went over to hug and they're still fighting.
Yeah, well, they have to rehash stuff. But I think Bethany bringing up the bridge, it's like, that is so long ago.
I
Ramona
agree.
Was a different
Did
person.
Did she bring up the bridge on this episode?
What, yeah, she quoted something that Ramona said to her on that bridge, which was like, you'll never, like, be, like,
oh my God,
you have no friends,
but
like,
isn't
blah, blah, blah.
It crazy? Yes, it's old, but isn't it crazy how, like, certain things, like, stick with you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure people have said, like, mean things about me, but, like, random ones, like, stick with me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it's really interesting, like, what you remember and, like, what stays with you.
And how, like, some of these women can get past, like, the worst shit ever.
But they'll never forget what you said to them on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Right. And it's just, like, how Ramona walked out when Alex McCord was talking about her nude photos. Like, that's not the same Ramona we have today. And that's the same Ramona who was on the bridge. Like, so people really do change. She obviously is still Ramina sometimes, but she's gotten a lot better.
But just Bravo has been so pertinent in these couple reunions with Beverly Hills and New York with the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Because now, oh my God, because we did it, oh no, we didn't do it in the episode. Now I keep thinking, people were saying that the Alex McCord nude photos have something to do with Jeffrey Epstein. That they partied, that's why they, like, left the country, and, like, their disappearance was so weird, remember?
What? Who's
and
saying that?
I don't remember, it's blind.
Oh, so about now, Alex McCord?
Yes, and Simon Van Kempen.
And Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, and just, like, the island of it all.
Oh my God.
I don't want to misspeak, but there is a blind about it, which kind of made a lot of sense, because they, like, literally disappeared from planet Earth and, like, moved to Australia and she became a psychologist.
Yeah, and she was a thirst monster, so it was out of character.
Right, but it wouldn't be out of character for that thirst monster to, like, go party with a billionaire. Like, she thinks, like, it's cool, like, there's 12-year-olds around, you know what I mean? But
Whoa.
So that's all I was thinking about. And by the way, the reunions have come so far in terms of their decor, but that reunion was at the Russian Tea Room, which is where Olivia got married.
That's crazy.
I just love, by the way, if you want to get married in New York, go visit all the venues they've ever had a Real Housewife reunion at, because it's literally just like a perfect...
Where's this reunion being held?
Capitale. Perfect.
Oh,
Everyone gets married.
Oh, I looked there to get married.
It's a bar mitzvah central.
Yeah. Also, when Ramona was saying the millennials...
By the way, I think they've done it there before. I think they're now dipping back in. There's so few venues in New York.
Yeah, but also Capitale is perfect. Like, they could do it there every year.
And by the way, who was it that told us that every reunion set is based off of the location in which they took a trip.
Erica Jane.
And it's true because now I'm thinking the whole vibe is very Miami. There's a cabana behind Andy, the cabana where Sonia had a meltdown.
Yeah. And
that
so,
was such an interesting fact she told us.
Yeah, the reunion, like the theme of the decor is in line with where they took
it's
their big trip.
It's inspired by the trip. So yeah. This is like white linen.
So Beverly Hills right now, she said it would be France, is it?
Did the reunion start?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's very bright. I'll have to look around.
Lisa wasn't there?
Yeah, no, but I'll have to look around. Like, I was looking for details. There was a mock, like, ice bucket with a bunch of bottles of champagne, which is, like, so Miami. They did a good job for the New York one.
Oh, that's so cool. When Ramona said that she drinks, like, the Millenniums. Like, that's why we need Ramona.
Millenniums. Ben was dying. Oh, my God. It
good
was
morning,
so funny.
Millenniums.
She's really a gem.
She is. And it's, like, I've never been her biggest fan ever, but this is the time that I dislike her the least, and she's getting the most heat.
And by the way, she's always one to like come for Andy when Andy's coming for her. Like, remember she was like, well, I don't ask who you have sex with, and Andy's like, I'm not on a fucking reality show. Like, they have been toe-to-toe, and I wonder why she didn't like react to the fact that Andy was very obviously coming for her. Like,
I think she just like knew she needed to ride the wave, and when it was over, I literally felt like, okay, Ramona's like, her pit is absolved, like, who's next, you know?
By the way, they kept, like, showing commercials for Barbara. I thought she was going to be on this episode, but she's not on until next week.
No, and she says something that they keep repeating, and I can't make out what she's
saying.
What
does she say?
She says something to Luann, like, she calls her something, and I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what the word is, but...
Also, like, when Bethany comes and takes her spray tan off, like, that's not cool. Like, she spent all day getting ready.
They're so mean to Barbara. And when...
They're so mean to Barbara.
When Dorinda's like, there's a big fat turn-up. What? Like, how can you say that?
No, but I want to go back to the spray tan thing, because that's the issue I'm having with Bethany. Like, who do you think you are? Like, literally, if someone did that to your face, like, you spent all day getting ready for the reunion, and you're coming over here with a napkin?
Yeah.
Don't fucking touch my spray tan.
Yeah. Also, Ramona's saying that she didn't want her birthday party filmed, and that's why she didn't invite Sonia. I don't totally believe her, but then Andy's saying to her, but you're on a reality show, like, you have to open up your life. Like, Ramona has opened up her life.
Plenty.
Like, I thought that was just, like, that's what you say to fucking, like, Lala Kent, you know?
Yeah.
You don't say that to Ramona Singer, the OG of New York, who got divorced on the show, who has embarrassed herself more on the show than anyone.
Agreed.
Because she didn't want to have her birthday dinner filmed.
Agreed.
Even though I think that that was a lie, but that wasn't the proper response to that statement. Because she's open.
I just find Andy being so involved. Like, when Luann was talking about how everyone was texting her about tickets, she's like, it's a show day. Like, I'm busy. And Andy's like, I mean, I performed at the Beacon with Anderson Cooper and everyone was texting me for tickets. Like, he's just so talky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think maybe he feels most comfortable with these women.
And I'm sure he's gotten, like, Q score reports that are like, the fans like when Andy holds the women accountable.
I do.
Because sometimes we're all at home thinking something and no one says it and it never gets answered. But if Andy knows that this is probably like the logical next response, he'll just say it so that people can feel satiated.
Yeah. When they did the flashback to the Russian tea room Alex McCord moment and Andy looked so different. It's like all the women look different, but like so does Andy.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah. When he did a flashback on Watch What Happens Live with Danielle Staub to the first ever episode and it was just like... so weird.
The power of Danielle Staub, like, literally launched an empire.
Totally.
And it also was just the 10-year anniversary of Watch Happens Live. We're just coming upon so many anniversaries. I feel like it's really been, like, a good 10 years that I've now been, like, a part of pop culture in the sense that, like, I know about it.
Yeah, like...
so much has happened.
In a year, like, in 2020, so coming up, I will have started college 10 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? Well, or so graduated high school. I feel like when I was in high school, like, we always had so much homework that I couldn't watch that much TV.
No, and, like, the royal wedding was, like, the thing that I clung my hat to, and, like, I would literally stand up till 5 in the morning. Like, I was just, that was the only thing I, like, wrote or die for.
Yeah.
We also loved the Kardashians.
And Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Loved.
By the way, a show to restart and watch the Jersey Shore. I did it, and I went all the way up to season 4, and I never got back to 6. But that season when they go from Florence straight to the Jersey Shore, like, that's where I lost touch. It is an excellent show, and I know you didn't really watch it when you were a kid, Margo, and I think you would really like it.
Okay. Yeah,
it's good reality.
It wants
TV.
For nothing. Like it has everything.
It has everything. It's really good. It's like trash. It's love. There's romance. It's great.
It's great. So for next season, well, we still have one more episode of reunion, but I feel like Tinsley, she's out of the woods on whatever heat. So like, how do you think she's going to be back?
Honestly, this was like not a great season, and I think it's time for a shakeup. But I don't know if the newest girl is the shakeup. Factor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, quotient.
Quotient. Also, I just have to say, like, I know I said this last week, but I totally get the love of Dorinda. Like, I love her. Like, I love how she's, like, clinging to Bethany's side. She's finally on the right side of history. She's finally in a good, clear mental state. She's making a lot of sense. She's not slurring her words. And, like, I get why everyone's been obsessed with her.
Yeah, she's a little hard on Tinsley for my liking.
Randomly, when they're not really that close. Like, yeah. Why do you care?
And it's like, on the one hand, Tinsley, like, we want to see more of her. We want her to open up. But, like, she does, and she's crying in the fucking clown outfit. And, like, that was so embarrassing. Like, she's opening, you know? Like, but then it's, like, not enough for people.
It's not enough because it all seems so stupid.
Yeah, but, like, that's who she is. She's stupid.
Like, it's like, when Ramona does it, it's great TV. When Tinsley does it, it's like, get this child off my screen.
Yeah, it's, like, a little pathetic. But yeah. That's who she is. Okay, so you just don't like who she is.
Maybe. Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't like who
I
she is.
I think she deserves one more season.
But I do think we need a new person who's not a Barbara.
Agreed.
They need one of Ramona's, like, socialite friends, and they need to just shell out the dollars to pay for it, because those real rich women of New York, they don't want to be on the show.
But they don't want to sully their names. Like, they're not going to bring drama. They just want to float through. If they do it, they'll just float through. And it needs to be someone who's clamoring to get back, Jill Zarin.
Oh, of course. I mean, that would be so easy. I wonder why they haven't done that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the franchises, now it's been, like, 10, 12 years.
Brandy Glanville.
Like, the answer is to go back.
Yeah. Interesting.
Just an interesting theory.
Okay, well, this was our final episode of the week, and before our official summer break hiatus, we are back on the air Monday, August 5th.
Yes.
My song will be out by then, but we will be up on Instagram, we will be up on everything.
We'll be up on Patreon.
If there's a lot going on, maybe Margo and I would just, like, hop in the studio, do an episode if we're around.
But yeah, I was thinking that. Every time that you guys go on hiatus, something crazy happens.
Yeah, always.
So we'll see what happens.
So this next week...
No, but it's great, because we did a show today and there's fucking nothing happening. Right. So by the time we get back, we'll have what to talk about.
Next week, I am working. I'm in Montreal for a show and Charleston. The Montreal show is sold out, but the Charleston show has a bunch of tickets left, so head to girlsonjob.com. So next week, there will be no show. So the week after that, maybe if Margo and I are feeling inspired or there's, like, breaking news, we will come into the studio, drop an episode.
Sweet. We have 3 more Patreon episodes coming this month, so if you need content, head to patreon.com/themorningtoast. If you join Patreon now, you get access to all of the previous episodes. That is, like, what's 5? We've done 12.
Like
70 episodes.
And I went back and watched some of our old vlog episodes, and I was just, like, hysterically laughing.
Our Behind the Steens are just award-winning documentaries, and there's so much for you to choose from.
So thank you guys so much for your viewership, your love, and just... stream a toast August 2nd.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And head to JackieOFlow.com to get your summer presets.
They're
get your
flow
on and pop in. They're premium as fuck. I'm so excited to use them. I literally made them so I didn't have to, like, make presets while I'm on vacation. Like, they're pre-made sets. So we will see you in 2 weeks, bitches.
Bye.
Love you.